Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chakov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chakov at gmail.com.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. And we're upholding the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly, a constitutional attorney and articulate voice for traditional values for more than 70 years. Now, from the Phyllis Schlafly Center Studios, here's Ryan Height.
The sports gambling crisis has moved from the bleachers to the courtroom, and two conservative attorneys general are now on opposite sides of a high-stakes fight that exposes how deeply the problem has infected college athletics. After Texas Tech recruited quarterback Brendan Sorsby for $5 million, it emerged that the 22-year-old had placed thousands of bets totaling over $90,000 on college sports, including 40 on his own Indiana Hoosiers team as a freshman. The NCAA banned him permanently. A Texas state court reinstated him. The NCAA appealed, and other Big 12 schools have threatened to boycott Texas Tech on their schedules. Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stepped in with a classic "don't mess with Texas" response, warning that his office would act against any school or conference that ostracized Texas Tech. Well, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach fired back, arguing the conference has every right to discipline a school that fields an admitted gambler. The Big 12 filed a federal lawsuit against Paxton and Texas Tech. Well, Sorsby ultimately entered the supplemental NFL draft to resolve his eligibility, but nobody expects the crisis to go with him. This is the direct result of the Supreme Court's 2018 decision in Murphy v. NCAA, which struck down the federal ban on sports gambling outside Nevada. Today, roughly $167 billion is wagered on sports each year, most of it by young men. The 2026 World Cup is expected to become the most gambled on sporting event in history. Here's what should stop every parent cold. An estimated 30 to 50% of 16-year-old boys are placing bets through their phones right now. The college athletes of tomorrow are being hooked today. NFL receiver Kayshon Boutte placed nearly 9,000 bets while playing college football and admitted betting until he was completely broke. By his own account, he woke up betting, stayed up late betting, and reached for his phone in the middle of the night to bet more. Well, the NFL let him play without suspension anyway. Sports gambling is legal in roughly 40 states. The integrity of the games our children grew up loving is paying the price. Stay informed and engaged on this expansion of legalized sports gambling at phyllisschlafly.com. Join us next month in Dallas at Eagle Council 55 as we discuss major issues like this. Again, that's phyllisschlafly.com. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of Cross Life Church. Faith, family, and freedom. Three pillars worth cherishing, for they are not only the founding principles of our nation, but have their ultimate meaning in biblical Christianity. Cross Life Church is a home church, a household of faith where people are equipped in the Reformed faith, encouraged to love and serve their families, and engaged in the freedom of the gospel and being salt and light to a dying world. So join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for our worship service and Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. Let us live boldly in the hands of God, beloved. But remember, don't tell a lost world that Jesus loves them until you're ready to love them too. For more information, call 772-341-8271.
Welcome to WCNO's Community Calendar. I'm Karen Hubbard. You don't have to go through the grieving process alone. Find help at a grief share support group at Tropical Farms Baptist Church, 1555 Southwest Canner Highway in Stuart. Join this 13-week group on Fridays from 10 a.m. until noon, beginning August 21st. Gain access to valuable grief share resources to help you recover from your loss. For registration information, contact Tropical Farms Baptist Church at 772-287-2770. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is hosting a prayer walk on Sunday, August 16th at 5 p.m. at four of their five campuses in our area. They're inviting churches and students to come together and pray. The goal is to pray for God's favor, blessing, protection, and to ask God to work through the believers at IRSC to share the good news of Jesus Christ, for revival and salvation to happen for as many students and faculty as possible. For more information, call Jonathan at 772-812-3201. And that's today's community calendar from WCNO. Information on nonprofit community events that are free and open to the public should be sent 2 weeks in advance to WCNO, 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990, or fax to 772-221-8716, or email to WCNO at WCNO.com. I'm Karen Hubbard, and this is the Good News Station, WCNO.
Almighty One. My worship is for you alone, the faithful one. You never forsake me. My trust is in you alone. You're the God of Abraham. You go before me. Whatever you speak is settled. The God of victory, the one who sends me. Wherever I go, you're with me. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. Oh, Ramoni Shefayatio. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. Oh, Ramoni Shefayatio.
Almighty One, my Creator, our worship is for you alone.
Our worship is for you alone.
You're the faithful one.
The faithful one.
You never forsake me. My trust is in you.
My trust is in you alone. You're the God of
Town Magazine, celebrating 48 years. On the cover, PLM Construction, Patsy Meltzer, owner, builder, 50 years building homes with a heart. On the back cover, Jim Research Institute, Mark Goldstein, MD, working to end Alzheimer's disease. Florida Lifestyle with Spirit of Sebastian, Ryan Homes, Holiday Builders, Senior Living, Aviva, Independent Living, and Hidden Lakes with the future in medicine and healthcare. Theater, art, museums, travel, attractions, dining, bon appetit. Around Town Magazine is power-packed. Copies are now available.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.
At Yeshua the Good Shepherd Child Care, every child is a precious gift from God. Our faith-based home daycare program nurtures biblically in a loving, safe environment. Located in Port St. Lucie, 772-309-2418.
Amen. praise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie. I'm inviting everyone to join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Empowerment Zone right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
You're the calm upon the lake. We can see your fingerprints in the mountains and the waves. I know you want to move, so I won't be afraid. I'm calling out your name. The whole